إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد, my brothers, I want to remind myself and you of the next part of the series on excellence that we are talking about, which is the issue of prioritization. The issue of prioritization is absolutely critical in terms of achieving excellence. We looked at three aspects of excellence: excellence itself, metrics, and road mapping. And today I want to talk about prioritization. Prioritization is critical for one very simple reason, and that reason is that nobody has unlimited resources, whether it is time, whether it is energy, whether it is money, whatever. No one has unlimited resources. So even though there may be many things which apparently deserve your attention, you cannot give everything your attention. If you try to do everything, then you never manage anything, because it's then too little resources go to any one thing, so nothing can be completed. So therefore you have to prioritize. Prioritizing is essential because that is how you get focus, and without focus you cannot achieve anything. Focus is absolutely critical to achievement, and focus is the art of ignoring. How do you focus? By knowing what to ignore. So focus is the art of ignoring. So how do you focus? How do you prioritize? How do you decide which is the thing which cannot be ignored and which is the thing which should be ignored? You prioritize on the basis of your expected return. What is the return on the investment that you expect from option A, option B, option C, whatever number of options you have? So you decide priorities on the basis of expected return. Now, how do you judge return? Generally speaking, we give the maximum weightage to those things which have two elements. One, the quantum of reward, and two, the duration of that reward. These are the two elements based on which we give priority generally in life. For example, you will tell your children, you know, study hard, right? So at that point in time, when you are telling the child to study, he has got 10 other things to do which he would like to do, and studying is not only not top of that list, maybe it is not even in that list, but still you tell him, you have to study, you should study. Why? Not because it is the most pleasant thing to do, not because he enjoys it the most. All of this actually should be the reasons why they study, but we have such a lousy education system that you can't help it. I mean, they are stuck in that stupid system. But anyway, so what you tell them is, you study even though it is not so enjoyable, even though there are other things which are better or seem to be better, you study. Why? Because the reward that you expect to come, the reward that you expect from that, from those studies, is going to be far more than the reward from hanging out with friends or reward from playing football or whatever. And that reward is long lasting. That is your career, that is going to be your life, that is the line you are going to take. So a reward that is maximum as well as long lasting, that takes priority. Right? Take another example. You want to eat something which is very tasty, but you tell yourself, no, I should not eat this. Why? Because the reward of not eating is better than the reward of eating. if you eat it immediately, then maybe you put on weight, maybe it does things to you which are not good. But if you don't eat it, or if you eat less of it, then it affects your health positively. So the reward of not eating is more than the reward of eating it. So you delay, defer, you say, no, I will not eat this. So now if you look at your own life and if you say, how do I prioritize? If you take the Sahaba, رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين, You see some classic examples of prioritization which were in their life. What did they give precedence to? And why did they give precedence to that? For example, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to go and work in a date farm, and he would work for half a day and he would leave. So the man would say, finish the day's work, I will give you double the money. He said, no, I have enough. I want to spend the other half of the day with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now he's prioritizing and he's saying, here I get more money or whatever the reward was, and there I get learning from the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is more important. Now you might say, well, you know, that is a no-brainer, because if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here, I would also be sitting with him. But you have to ask yourself, is that really true? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not here with you, but the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are with you, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are with you. Are you sitting there? So don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. If you really thought you can sit with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will sit with the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there is a Quran halaqa, there is a hadith halaqa, there is a seerah halaqa, how come you are not there? So don't fool yourself. Because the reward today in sitting in those halaqas compared to what the sahaba used to get is the same, because you are doing in your purview what is there, you are doing that. So inshallah you expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same reward that the sahaba got for sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you won't get it by not sitting, that much I will tell you. I mean, that's a no-brainer. You certainly won't get it by not sitting there. So priorities in terms of reward and longer lasting. Therefore, if you look at what the Sahaba did, and if you look at what the same choices that are available are exactly the same. The same choices the Sahaba had, we also have. Because they were also human, we are also human. If you look at the priorities of the deen, the reward that you get, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, the absolute bare minimum reward is 1000%, 10 times. 10 times is 1000%, right? Basic minimum. Allah does not give less than that. Basic minimum is 1000%. Among the, there are some things that Allah cannot do. Allah cannot tell a lie, for example. So when we say cannot do, we say غير ممكنات. These are not mumkin, they are not possibilities. So we are not saying Allah cannot do as in making Allah mahdood. Allah is not mahdood, but there are certain things that Allah cannot do. For example, Allah لا تخلف الميعاد. Allah does not break His promise. Allah does not tell lies. And similarly, Allah cannot be stingy. It is not possible for my Rabb to be stingy. Allah always gives. So the minimum, basic minimum that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives is 1000%. And then everything else is above that. And the shan of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, that the one who spends in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, his example is like the one who planted one seed, and from that seed there grew a plant, and this plant had 7 years, and each one of those has 100 seeds. So 1 to 700 times. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then Allah gives beyond that, bighayri hisab, without hisab. Because it is the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't count. The counting is for us. So quantum of reward is minimum 1000%. And how long does it last? Forever. The reward of the Akhirah is forever. So if we are going to prioritize the work of our dunya and the work of the Akhirah, in the dunya, show me one place where you get 1000%. Guaranteed reward. I'm not talking about gambling. You might say, well, you know, I go and put money in a horse, maybe I'll get 1000%. That is, first of all, haram. Secondly, it is gambling. I'm not talking about gambling. I'm not talking about risk. In this, there is no risk. It is the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who comes to me with one hasana, Allah said He will give 10 times. Falahu Asharu am Saliha. For him, there is 10 times the say of like that, whatever the good thing was. You pray one rakat of salah, 10 times the reward of 10 salawats. You pray 5 times salah, Allah gives the reward of 50 salawats. As if you are praying every half an hour. Even if we want to pray every half an hour, we cannot pray every half an hour. Even if you decide, I'm going to do that. Okay, so you do that one day. How many days will you do it? Every half an hour. You're going to wake up in the night, every half hour and pray. But Allah is giving us that reward just by praying 5 for salawats. Just 5 for salawat, you get the result, the reward of praying 50. And I'm not talking about praying those 5 in jama'ah and so on and so forth. All of that is extra. You pray the 5 in jama'ah, you get 27 times the reward. That's different. This 50 is in any case. So, longer lasting and quantum of the reward, prioritization. Now, let me make one last point very clear. When we are saying this, I do not mean, and I don't want you to understand, that we are talking about giving up this dunya, not doing any work. Many people try to legitimize laziness, and they try to legitimize lack of productivity by dumping it on the name of deen. I'm doing the work of deen. What is the work of deen? To become a beggar? This is the work of deen? To stop doing work, stop earning, and then going and begging people for your living? This is deen? Deen is to do the best in the dunya, in a halal way, because that is what deen is. Do the best in the dunya, in a halal way, so that you get the best in the akhirah for it. Believe me, there is no glory in poverty. There is nothing romantic about being poor. Your qadar of Allah is a different matter. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you something, that's a different matter. If Allah did not give you, that's a different matter. But how much effort do you make? Do you make the best effort to do the best that you can do? That is the question. Despite that, if you don't get it, qadar Allah ta'ala, alhamdulillah, no problem. But if you don't make the effort, we just sit around, blame the whole world, don't earn, don't work, don't study, don't do anything, don't take risk, and then you say, what can I do? Allah did not give me that. Allah Allah wa ta'ala, you're blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your own laziness. Yeah? So, very, very important to understand this. Doing the best that you can do. If it's your business, must be the best in the world. Why? Because it's a Muslim business. If you are in employment, be the number one employee of the month. In some companies, they have, you know, they put on a chart, say, employee of the month. Your picture should be there permanently. Why? Because it's the best employee of the month, every month. Why? Because the name of a Muslim, the face of a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the meaning of establishing Islam on the face of the earth. Sometimes when we say establishing Islam, we feel, oh, you see, I have to become Khalifa or some, we are talking about Khilafat. No, you are the Khalifa of yourself. You are the Khalifa of your own house. Establish Islam there first. Establish Islam on your own body. Establish Islam in your own house. Establish Islam in your own purview of influence. Then we talk about the whole world. It's easy to talk about the whole world. Then you look at yourself and you say there's no Islam. So, priorities on the basis of what is the most beneficial and how long does it last. And you do that by ignoring the fluff. So, therefore, what we must do is look at our lives, sit down, make a list of what you do, your activities for a whole day, and prioritize on that basis. And take each activity and say, what is the reward I will get? Actually, make a list. This is what I tell people. Take a sheet of paper, draw a line through the middle, you put the left side column activity, right side column reward. Like you write a P&L account, you know, profit and loss account, those of you who know any accounting. So, just like that. So, what you do is, on the left side you put your activities. Start in the morning, from the morning you wake up, what do you do? First thing what you do, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, till the day, till the time you sleep. Put that, and then on the right side you put the reward of this. Reward obviously does not have to be in money only. Any reward, whatever it is. I sit and watch 1 hour of football. Reward is, I feel happy, pleasure, whatever, right? So you put your, you know what you're getting. Put the whole list. Then you look at that and you say, well, in this whole list, which items should get priority? Which should be on the top of the list? Which should be on the bottom of the list? Which should be removed from the list altogether, should not be on the list at all. And fourth one is, what is not on the list, which should come on the list. So, four things. What is on the list? How should it be rearranged? Which should be top of the list? Which should be bottom of the list? So, two. Third one is, which should be off the list. And the fourth one is, which is not on the list, but should be on the list. So make this, I've given you two charts. One is the P&L chart and the other one is the four blocker with regard to deciding what should be on the list. And then live your life according to that. What is the thing which will give me the best reward, which is the longest lasting? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to organize our lives in such a way that they become beneficial for us in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.